Well, shalom, and welcome to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. This is show number 157 for June 25th, 2012. Of course, this is an hour, actually we're in a little more than an hour of Chazanis. First, I wish to welcome some new listeners and not-so-new listeners, Mark Goldenthal, Len Hausman, and Lorna Wallach. I hope that you'll enjoy this as much as I enjoy bringing it to you. Okay, a few years ago, I met a friend at the Fifth Avenue Synagogue, and he was really not very well-versed with Chazanis. We heard Yossi Malavani do a wonderful, wonderful Al Kein Nekava, and he was very impressed. And so a few days later, I decided to put together a CD of some favorites. Now, these are not my most favorites. These are just ones that I would say you don't perhaps hear all the time. Those of you who listen to my program, for instance, you know that my favorite selection is Ad Hena, and I often play my four favorite renditions, if you will, of it. Of course, Yossi Rosenblatt, who composed it, Moshe Kusevitzky, Moshe Stern, and Yitzchak Shamir Helfgott. That's about the only one that I really step out and say this is really one of my most favorites. But this program will be of some great cantors with whom you're familiar, and perhaps a few with whom you're not so familiar. But they are pieces that have touched me, and I wish to share them with you, as I did with my friend a few years ago. So with that introduction, the first selection will be Moshe Kusevitzky singing Al Kein Nekava. Now, as you'll note, there's a certain sense of foreboding in his voice. It was towards the end of his career, and he knew that he was ill. I'm really not 100% sure when this was actually recorded, whether it was in the last few months, but it's a very unique, for me, it's unique, and not your typical Chazanis. So, with that, let's get right to the Chazanis. Moshe Kusevitzky, Al Kein Nekava. Oh, That was Moshe Kusevitzky with Alkane Nakave, and of course the violin certainly does does add quite a bit to it. Shmuel Wolofsky and his Shomea Kol Bichyos is certainly a favorite of mine, and I just want to play that next for you.
Show me ya, show me ya. demons, I don't know when I'm not fully yours. This artillery, I know, because it's a cautious, a cautious.
Shmuel Malavsky with Shomea Kol Bichyos. If you've listened to my show over the years, you've heard me mention many times Arla Diamond. I really am a fan of Arla's, and this is his Shema from the Kedusha, Arla Diamond.
Yes, sir.
This is Arla Diamond. I'd like to play one more selection of his from the Kedusha. This is Baruch Kavoid, Arla Diamond. Diamond. Okay, you like it. I'm going to play one more selection also. I guess you can tell now why I do like him. This is Uwe Divre, Kurt Schachor, Arla the Diamond.
I'm
I don't know much about Arla. I believe he was in Queens or Brooklyn for many years, and I think he died about 30 years ago. Well, it's the holiday season, and of course, there's so much great chazanis for the holidays. But one of my favorites of Leib Glantz is Ki Hine Kachomer, the great Leib Glantz.
Elisabeth, the other Teufel, the old,
Leib Glantz, and that's really a beautiful selection. Ki hine kach omer. Well, there are so many different versions of the Kiddush. Of course, you've got the famous Kop of Kagan. There's one that has always been a favorite of mine. It's his name is Moishele Sorkis. He was known as the Blindechazen. He was blind. It's a recording from the 30s or so. By the way, back to Arla Diamond, he was born in New York City. He served in the Army in 1943, and he was a cantor at the Manhattan Beach Jewish Center. I don't know if that that helps you at all. But let's hear Moishele Sorkis with the Kiddush.
Venha, boa,
Moshe Lasurkis, the Blind the Chazen. The next cantor, he came from Russia to the States, oh, I guess in the 50s or so, 50s or 60s. He was an old timer, a very interesting voice, Moshe Kuragotsky. We'll hear cantor Kuragotsky with Shoma Vatismach Tzion. Shoma Vatismach Tzion.
Мы я адрешуем.
Moshe Kuragotsky, he really was something, wasn't he? Okay, I played Moshe Kusevitsky earlier, and I would be remiss in not playing his brother, one of his brothers, David. Of course, you know, there were four brothers, Jacob and Simcha. One day I'll have to put together something just of the four brothers. But this is a classic. This is Hamaavir Bonov, David Kusevitsky.
Yeah.
You know, I just a couple more. I mean, look, I'm not going to play Rosenblatt or Kvartin or Pinchik. I'm sure you have all your favorites of those. I got to play one Hirschman, and then I think I'm going to get you one more Malofsky. Of course, Hirschman's Ela Dvorim is one of my favorites.
Bikurim vehoroyo, ogemelos hasodim veisalmod toiro, ogemelos hasodim veisalmod toiro, elo devorim shayin lo emeshiho. Chasodim veisalmod toiro elo devorim elo devorim sheyein elo emeshiyo elo devorim elo devorim sheyod amochel pero yisayem bo elom hazeh. Ya kered kayemes leyoylom abo, ya kered kayemes leyoylom abo, leyeluhen kibudov vue, kibudov vue. Thank you. Yahavero. The Talmud Toyaro. The Talmud Toyaro. Kinegeriko.
Mordechai Hirschman with Eilut Devorim. Okay, I know you didn't expect this to go on so long, but one more selection, Malofsky, Shmuel Malofsky with the Shomru. Was that beautiful? Shmuel Malofsky with the Shomru. Well, this is Charlie Bernhout hoping, it's June 25th, 2012, back into the present, but that was a program. I wouldn't say a program. That was a CD that I put together for a friend a few years ago. More or less, I was trying to introduce him to some of my favorites. And I hate using the term favorites. As a matter of fact, I was just thinking as I was listening to this program that it was about 25 years ago. I put out a survey and I asked people to send me in their six or ten most favorite cantorial selections. And it was all over the place. I mean, one thing you can be sure of I guess this goes for any kind of endeavor. It's very, very hard to get unanimity. In any event, this was, as I said, recordings of cantors from the past, none living. I just didn't want to get involved in a problem, if you will, because there are so many wonderful cantors of today, and to start talking about who is the best or better, it's fruitless. It really is, and I'm sure I'll get a lot of comments about my selections here. And actually, as I was saying, as I was listening to this, I was thinking that perhaps in the next few weeks or so, I'll put together a similar kind of a compilation with Rosenblatt and Kvartin and Waldman and Kapovkagan and Katz and Vedder and Alter and others. I'm always afraid of leaving out that one or two, and that's the danger in doing this. In any event, thank you so much for joining with me. Tomorrow night, Tuesday evening, I will be giving my comedy presentation at the Belmore Jewish Center. My friend Elliot Yavna helped put that together. And I've been doing a great presentation, even if I say so myself, 25, 30 years playing some of the great recordings of Jewish comedians. And I throw in a few of my own. And it's a lot of fun. If you can get over to the Belmore Jewish Center, that would be fine. And if not, someday. Yisimcha, I know I don't play enough comedy. Okay, remember that word of mouth is the best form of advertising, and hope you enjoyed the program. Shalom, everyone.